A handful of development projects for downtown Jacksonville were approved this week. Jacksonville Daily Record reporter David Cotton is here with the details. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and that's this week's Business Brief. David, let's start on Laura Street. What is happening with Chamblin's?
Ron Chamblin has been teasing the redevelopment of a building right next to his Chamblin's Uptown bookstore, right? Very popular place. Well, there's a building right there, 225 North Laura. It's going to be four apartments. It's going to be a ground floor restaurant, which is going to be cool. They're going to do some alfresco dining. And they got their final approvals for the exterior. They're going to try to make it look as historically accurate as possible. And there's going to be a couple of balconies for the residents there. So it's going to be a nice, very prominent building right there on the corner.
Trying to bring more people to live downtown. And at the same time, a handful of other projects were also approved.
Absolutely. You've got this parking garage that's going to be built at the corner of Main and Laura Street. And that'll service the Laura Street Trio and the Barnett Bank building. When those projects are finished, that's going to include another 8,000 or so square feet of retail. Could be restaurants, could be retail. We're not sure. Then in La Villa, we talk about all this affordable workforce housing that's being built there, but there's a lack of amenities over there. You've got a developer over there. He owns the 927 Events space over there. He's bought the Lee and Cates Glass building, the former Lee and Cates Glass building. He's going to transform that into a ground floor grocery store, local produce, local meats, that sort of stuff. And then on top of that, he's going to have a restaurant as well. Eventually, he's going to build some market rate apartments behind there. But the main thing is he can get in there, rip all that metal sheeting off, start restoring that very old building. I think it was built very early 1900s. So it's going to look very cool right there as you're coming from I-95 into downtown Jacksonville along Forsyth Street.
So let's go right back into the heart of downtown, back to Laura Street, and talk about these projects that are happening there. There's going to be ample parking for people who live there, trying to get people to want to move downtown. This is all happening at the same time that a very big project is on the horizon. And what is that, David?
Well, that's the Barnett Bank building. That's the Laura Street Trio. You know, we talk about these big home runs as the chamber and the city likes to reference them as, the shipyards, Lot J, all this stuff. But the real stuff that really impacts people downtown are these infill projects. When the Barnett Bank building comes online next year, that's 100 new apartments. That's UNF students inside that building as well at a satellite campus, retail, banking. And then across the street with the Laura Street Trio, you're going to have a brand new hotel there, more restaurants. It's going to be a pretty lively spot there. I've talked to a couple of the retailers there on Laura Street, and they're just really hopeful they can make it to next year because there's going to be an infusion of people right in that area, right there at Laura and Forsyth. It's going to be quite a spot downtown in about 18 months.
They're kind of on a precipice right now. They just have to get over the edge.
Right? Yeah. And then, you know, on top of that, you've got the Jones Furniture building that's right behind City Hall. That's going to be more apartments and retail and a coffee shop, I believe. You also had Vagabond open up a coffee shop right there on Hogan Street next to the Happy Grilled Cheese. So there's some of this infill that we've been waiting for and we've needed for so long downtown is starting to finally happen.
That's Jacksonville Daily Record reporter David Cotton. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and that's this week's Business Brief.